We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of Currently.
What is happening, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Currently on No Other Pod. Me, Daniel Kuser, here with him, Chris Wright. Christopher, what is going on, my man? We just keep scoring goals. We can't stop. I'm fired up about it. What's up, buddy?
You know, it was our fifth game this year, and we dropped 5 goals. So I think it was pretty fitting. What an incredible performance at home.
What is our game average, man? I haven't taken time to figure that out, but we got a +7 goal differential. The only team close to that is Washington with a +5, and Washington's a very good team, so I feel good comparing us to that.
Our goals per match is 3.4.
Goodness.
That is ridiculous.
I'm having a lot of fun, my man. We are, we're still undefeated. So are Orlando Pride and Racing Louisville. But Racing Louisville got their first win this past week, and look at them. Look at them go. They're trying. They're trying hard.
They dropped the hammer on Utah. 5-1, I think, is what it was. So
Utah's in a rough spot, my friend. They're losing a lot.
That's a tough go for them. New expansion team.
Oof. Dude, I was telling Jimmy on Monday, I think we unintentionally did the podcast thing where Jimmy actually attended the entire Sporting KC game. You attended the entire KC Current game, and I spent time at both. And it's like, just like the podcast. That's so wild. Didn't intend that to happen, but clearly our interests align in it being that way, you know? Really, most valuable podcaster goes to me. MVP, baby.
Maybe the Holiday Distillery MVP for podcasting.
I am. I'm the player of the week. but we had a good, I had a good first half out there at the game. Saw 2 of our goals. And then 3 more happened after I got out of there. What was the energy like going in there, man? It was a little bit chilly. To start the evening, and did it get any colder at all? Because going to both games, I realized it is colder at the KC Current game because of that opening right there by the river for wind to come in. Like, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, right on the river, just that cold air just hits you right in your face. I mean, it did get pretty cold. That's the only downside, right? When you have early games in like March and April, and then maybe later in the year you're gonna have to battle that cold wind, but in the summer it should be quite nice. Kind of trade-off.
Nice. Quite nice until it's 115 heat index and you can't breathe.
The sun is tanning our legs.
You ever go out to the heat and it just smells like rubber because people's tires are melting? Horrible time. But you're right. Hey, that river breeze, though, man. It's no Chicago Lake effect or anything, but a little Kansas River breeze, huh? You could smell the murders that took place a couple miles away. It's a good time. I get you to fucking break every time.
I don't even know what to say to that, man. I'll just keep rolling. I don't even know
what's coming. Hey, stuff happens in rivers, man. Shady stuff. What, dude? We're only 5 games into this freaking season, and it feels like we're all everything full tilt, full throttle, man. Not pushing on the brake. Don't even know what a brake is. We're going. Are you? Okay. Do you hear this? Do you hear my dogs just losing their minds? I'm gonna kill them.
Home intruder. Be careful.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Talk to me, man. What are we? How are we staying atop here like this?
Just offensive powerhouse, right? 17 goals, which is the most, in a 5-game span in history, or tied for the most, I think. But we've given up 10. Given up 10 goals. So I definitely tend to focus more on the positive side than what we've given up, because just generally speaking, man, we're at home, we're beating teams by 2 or 3 goals, right? And then when we play away, we're not scoring as much, but, you know, we're still pulling out a draw or a victory. But, man, when you show up to that game, when you show up to that stadium, it's pretty electric, because you know what's coming. We have never had a bad performance at home, right?
Yeah, 100%, man. Dude, remember when I ordered food before the game? I said I ordered food.
Yeah.
And I signed up for the text alerts because it'll text you when your food's ready. And I never did receive a text. So who knows? Maybe I fat-fingered a phone number or something. Maybe it was wrong. Maybe I didn't press send or something. But what happened was we went over there about halftime, and our food was just sitting there for the last 45 minutes. And so we ate it. It was still delicious. But it was not hot, but it didn't matter. It was still good.
Yeah, you showed up. You're like, I ordered some food. I'm going to go get it here in a minute.
Yeah. Word to the wise, if you guys ever do that, keep an eye on stuff. The texting thing, it sucks to know that technology maybe failed, or maybe I misput a number or something. So it is interesting. But, dude, I sat down in our seats right as we were scoring our first goal. Like, if there's any reason you guys need to be to the stadium early, it's because we can score quite early.
2 minutes. 2 minutes in.
Unbelievable. You know, our producer, Nick, came with us. I had some extra tickets and gifted them to him. And it was his first game, first experience. And he said that, you know, the food all looked awesome. But I think his only negative experience, like, he loved the environment and everything, had a great time, saw 7 goals in a match, which is unheard of in a soccer game sometimes. He just said the lines were all about 40 minutes too long. And of course, you don't want to go, you know, you don't want to go order food during the game. You don't want to miss anything. But I'll tell you what, man, mobile ordering is where it's at. Get on top of that. Don't go wait in line for your food. There ain't no reason. You're going to sit there and you're going to wait and you're going to stand. Why? What are we doing?
I think it was after halftime. He went and got the souvenir popcorn bucket. Nick did. So he was able to get a hold of one.
The one that commemorates the season, yeah, or something? Yeah.
Yeah. So he went and got one. I guess there's not much of a line because he went right after the start of halftime. So he, you know, didn't have to worry about that rush. But
nice.
Yeah, man. He looked pretty happy to have that popcorn bucket. Not going to lie. He walked up the stairs and he was just eating it. And he was just eating it. So
just over there with his little smirk on, having a good time. I love that, man. Dude, Bay FC has been hit and miss for me. I mean, they show some moments, right? First of all, I just want to mention Alex Loera sucks, dude. No, she doesn't suck. Sorry. That's not what I meant. This situation sucks. To come home-ish, to come to your team that, you know, you played for previously, and then to get injured in their new stadium, not exactly how she drew it up. You know, so she's out for the season. ACL, was it?
ACL.
Wonderful. That's just great. Sarcasm, obviously. That's the worst, dude. Like, I can't even imagine the emotions, dude. Like, it's one thing to be in pain, but to be in pain up here in your brain, that's a whole different situation.
You know, you come in, you know, she was obviously with the team last year. She was a part of the hype of the stadium, right? She got to experience the training facility, all the hype around it being built and everything, and to come back with another team, the captain of another team, to come back and be able to play on that field in this stadium and then just tear your ACL. I think Chardonnay was in the crowd as well. I think she was here watching. So
you creeping on the Insta?
I was told. I don't follow her, but I was told. But it just sucks, man. It's such a good player, such a good person. You hate to see it.
It's just rough, man.
The tough part of the sport.
Well, she'll get to recover now and cheer on everyone else from the sideline, and that's just part of the game.
At least it happened early in the season, right? So that way she'll miss the chunk of it and then be able to rehab or recover and be ready to go next year.
Yeah, be ready for preseason because that's a big part of it and getting back in the team and everything.
Yeah.
I can't get over how great we are.
Dude, right out the gate. A lot of people's first game, Nick's first game, he mentioned he was blown away by the stadium and the environment. And 2 minutes in, man, 2 minutes in, Bay had just an errant back pass. Just didn't have the focus they needed. Errant back pass, Bia just grabs that thing. I think takes one touch, puts it in the corner. Sets the tone right out the gate. And if you're a visiting team, if you're a visiting team playing us at home, when that's when we were at our best, and you give up a goal in the first 2 minutes, I mean, immediately, they threw out your whole mentality coming to this game, right?
Yeah.
The whole thing is, keep them from scoring, play defensively, steal one on the road. 2 minutes in, bad back pass.
Man, Vanessa DiBernardo had a couple of assists in this game. Chawinga and Bia both had two goals, and Bailey Feist had one. You know who's not getting their flowers? Alexa Spanstra. She's doing so much and really getting in dangerous positions, just not getting on the stat sheet. But man, she's putting the pressure on them early and often. And you love to see that.
She's taking up space well. She's attacking well. She's dragging players away, creating more openings for other team members. She had that little cross, a little pop-up that Feist got on the end of it.
I misspoke, by the way. When I said stat sheet, I meant getting goals, I guess. Yes, she got an assist on the second goal.
Right.
Because she intercepted or recovered a cleared corner kick, right? And then put it in the penalty box and Feist
put it in the mix. The 10th player, the 10th goal scorer this year, and that does not even include Dabinia, Michelle Prince, Michelle Cooper, Lavogier.
That was Feist's first goal, only her second game, correct?
Yeah.
And Spanstra's first assist of the season as well. 10 players, dude. I'm making it my season-long goal to track new goal scorers. I'm only going to cheer on people who haven't scored because I want to see that number, that stat grow. It's just wild. It's never had
a record. I wonder what the record is. I don't know.
That's got to be out there, right? Someone's probably done the work.
Yeah.
I don't ever do the work. I just find someone else that did it. Usually a Jimmy Mac. He's usually got it out there for us. But, dude, that 10th different player to score this year. No other team has spread the wealth as much in the first 5 games of a regular season in NWSL history. So, right now, the record's ours for the first 5 games.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, we scored more goals in this game. I think we scored more goals in this game than Utah Royals.
That,
and maybe
what, you mean that they've scored
all year. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. We've scored as many goals as Seattle all season. I mean, in this one game. It's a dude. I mean, if you look at it, a lot of people aren't scoring that many goals. I mean, Gotham has scored 2. San Diego has scored 2. That's bananas.
You know what's crazy? And we're kind of getting a little ahead here, but since we're on it, I can't stop. 3 players have, let me double check this real quick. 3 players have 6 goals and assists combined. 3 players have that. Do you know what who those 3 players are?
Is it on our team or in the whole league?
League-wide.
Well, I mean, what's the stat again?
Goals and assists combined. 3 players have 6.
Oh, okay. Is Bernardo one of those?
Yep.
And Bia?
Yep.
And Chawinga?
Yep.
What the fuck?
The next player behind them is Sophia Smith, I believe. Who has five.
Dude, goddamn. We got to keep going. I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse with NWSL Cup here. Like, I know it's a long-ass season. We played five little bitty games. But, man, I just want to steamroll this competition. With every goal, by the way, the camera goes to Vlatko on the sideline, and he is unimpressed. He does not like the flashiness. He just wants to win the game. He does not need all the goals. So when we're scoring chips or whatever, the camera goes to him and he was just like, kind of shakes his head and smirks. And I'm like, this guy, give us a smile, V. Give us a smile.
Oh, man. I can't think of another stat I've ever seen like that. I mean, I know it's five games in, right? But three players who have a combined, you know, assists and goals of six.
All on the same team?
All on the same team.
Bizarre. I can't.
And Dabinia. Dabinia is not even in there. She's not even. Like, one
that's
of
your go-to
players,
every time. That's perfect.
One of the best players in the league is not even in there.
Yeah.
Dude. And the crazy thing about this game, real quick, is we could add more. You know? We could have a lot more. Chiwenga missed a couple. Spanisher had a good look. Zanarato had a couple good looks, hit the post. Like, that five goals could have easily been eight.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
You know, we were, just to sum up the first half here, defender Kayla Sharples got an assist from Dana Castellanos to score one back. So you're going into the halftime, 2-1. You're kind of like, man, that sucks.
Goal.
Yeah. You feel like the momentum's on their side, kind of. You know, that 2-1, the one bringing you back into the game. Spoiler alert, it was not. But it sure did kind of feel like that, so... Well, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk about this cavalcade of goals in the second half. Be right back.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. KCSN.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, buddy, my wife is out of town for the rest of the week, and so you want to come up? You want to come party? It's what it always feels like. Parents are gone.
What will we do? Watch a movie and drink some kombucha? Like,
I don't know what
party looks like anymore.
I've been playing some Tomb Raider on Game Pass. You know, that's a little fun.
You wild?
Been thinking about getting into Fallout. Have you seen that show Fallout on Prime?
I have not seen it, but I know what you're talking about. And I hear it's pretty good.
I've never dabbled in the games. I don't know if I would like the games, but they're also on Game Pass. So I was going to maybe give those a shot because the show is pretty wild. So I'm not an RPG guy, man. I don't like to have control over every aspect of everything. I don't need to upgrade all this. I just want to go. Just put me in there and let me do stuff. That's why Madden's so easy to me, man. You just get in there and play.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Dude, second half of this game. I was sorry to miss it, but I was about to fight with some St. Louis people over at the SKC game. But man, I just kept getting alerts on my watch saying goals just kept happening. There were a total of four more in the second half. We beat them 3-1 in the second half. And it all kind of started, man, in the 56th minute when DiBernardo finds Scheuinga down the right side.
That was a beautiful cross-field left-footed pass, by the way. That should not go unrecognized.
The touch that she just, boom, she just brought it down, no problem. Takes another touch and just like quickly hits it. Like the defender's going to block it. You see her slow motion and she's going to block it.
It's like a toe poke. It's like, yeah, there's no setup. It was just trying to get the ball out quickly. And that's a tough angle too. That was not an easy angle.
It was just taking your moments, dude. It's just being fast. Those fast twitch muscles of hers, like this gal is one of the fastest people I've ever seen in my life on a soccer field. I'm having a blast watching her. She's having fun. You can just kind of tell she's having fun. She's smiling every time. Love to see that, man. And of course, DiBernardo getting back on the assist sheet. This woman, she's enjoying her No Other Pod glow up, my man.
I think it's safe to say she's having a good time.
Yeah.
She's having a good time.
It's a resurgence of her play, man, after missing a majority of last year. It's got to feel like a bit of a renaissance.
She's part of one of the most powerful offenses in the history of the NWSL. She's a key cog in that. It's really cool to watch.
Look, I think DiBernardo's first, like when she gets the ball and she looks downfield, I think she's looking for Scheuinga. She's like, I'm going to play a perfect pass, because she did it again, picked her out again. And this was the one where the keeper, I don't know what she was doing, but the keeper is like out at the top of the 18. And it's like, why? You have defenders up there. Get in your net. And she just chips the keeper, and the keeper just throws her arms up like, I'm a big goof. I'm a dumb. And just, that was the problem. I mean, she effed that up, dude. There's no reason she should have been chipped in that scenario.
I wonder if there's something that the team recognized with that keeper.
Yeah.
Because I think we talked about it right before we got on, but after that goal was scored, you know, they went back, they kicked the ball off, and then, you know, the announcer in the stadium was announcing the goal by Scheuinga, and Zanarato almost chipped the keeper and hit the post as they're announcing the previous goal.
Yeah.
If you were there in the stands, that was absolutely crazy. Absolutely.
Like,
crazy.
If you're going to play so far out like that, yeah, I'm going to try to chip you. I'm going to keep trying because you're not playing right. So it's just that whole goal right there, man, was just on her. She looked completely out of position. And I bet I know what she's working on in training this week. Positioning.
Well, Bay thrives on chaos. A lot of their games have been very chaotic. Like, they've gone back and forth. But you cannot be chaotic against a team like the Current, who will thrive on your mistakes.
Yeah.
No, our possession is not great. You know, we're definitely in the latter half of the league in terms of our possession. We had 37% possession in this game and 5 goals. Like, our counters are absolutely lethal to the point. Yeah. And I was getting pissed. I was getting absolutely pissed. And I don't know if you could, I didn't watch the game on TV or rewatch it, but you could see players grab our players on counters, literally grab their jerseys, and the ref, McCarr. And they often played advantage, which didn't work out in our favor, but like, they would continue to grab our players on a counter. And
ref didn't give him a card because they were trying to throw the team a bone. Like, let them do it. They're doing their best.
But, you know, if you're a chaotic team, we're going to take advantage of it. And that's exactly what happened here.
Yeah, bro. It's the look at their passes, dude. They had nearly 400 passes to our like 200. Isn't that crazy? And we don't. It almost seems like we don't want the ball. A lot of teams like to control possession. It's like, no, come at us. We're gonna make you make a mistake. and we're going to hit Chiwenga's streaming down the side there. Little Tyreek Hill, just hit him. He's down there somewhere, right? That's almost what it feels like. Chiwenga's down there somewhere.
It's like one-on-one coverage. It's a quarterback recognizes the safety's coming up, one-on-one coverage with Chiwenga, and just, you know, take a second and just get that ball out there, and you know that she'll make a play. That's
look, I keep thinking that the more games we play, there will be harder games because I think like there's more film of us. People, you know, teams will study. Okay, here's how you shut down Bia. All right, here's how you we're gonna put two on Chiwenga in that scenario. But yet we keep just blowing the doors off. And a lot of it's dude, these games, like we're getting close road games, right? I don't like that. I don't like the close games. So knock that off on the road. Let's get that home form going on the road as well. But at home, dude, we're just blowing barn burners. It's insane.
I mean, if you live in anywhere near the Kansas City area and you have not come out to watch a home game, I don't know what to tell you. I know. Undefeated at home, you know, it was damn near murder on Saturday. You know,
watch the games, bro, but you can't get tickets half the time. I mean, Nick was like, thank you for gifting us tickets. You can't get them. Thank you.
Find a way, you know, get a future game. Easy for me to say, right? But, you know, if you can make it out there, man, because this is something special. It's absolutely something special. And if you can come out here and watch it with your own eyes and experience it, do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy, people in our group, our little ticket block, we got 8 people, right? They've kind of set the standard. Chip's done it twice now. Guy did it once. That they're like, I'm like, do you want any money for these tickets? Like, I can find someone to take them and they'll pay for them. And they're like, no, just give it to somebody. And I'm like, okay. So now if I got to miss some games, which I will occasionally, because I just got cast in a play, by the way. Pretty exciting stuff.
Keep us posted on that.
I know. But it, when you got to, now when we got to miss games, you or me, it's almost like, well, we can't sell our tickets and be assholes. We now need to like ask the group and be like, does anyone have anyone that you can bring? You know what I mean? So we don't have
you underestimate me, good sir.
You know how much of a dick you'd look like if you had a couple of randos sitting right in the middle of those 8 seats?
You know what though? Those tickets are not cheap.
No, they're not.
They're not.
Also, like, you've already paid the money. You don't need the money. I know you're not hurting for your next meal or a ride to the store or anything like that. I know you're good. But it's like, you would really sell your tickets and put two randos in between us all?
You underestimate me, good sir.
Unbelievable. Everyone right now is like, what a dick. This guy's an ass. He doesn't want to pay it forward.
They're going to like $48 a ticket.
Oh, my God. $100 is going to change your life? Are you 16?
Yeah, I could.
What are you going to do? I got to go buy a new video game. Come on. You don't need the money. I know you don't. Just
get. Hey, man, I'm traveling the world. That ain't cheap.
You got to pay it forward, though. Look at all everyone setting the standard. All right, you're going to piss people off.
See, look.
You're going to get mad.
We have a chat with our producer. And he says $100 is a lot.
Okay, Nick is like 19 years old. You and me are like pushing 40, bruh.
Well, you know, Chip and his partner and then Sky, they're better people. They're good people. Better people than I. But
me too. I'm going to give my tickets. I will gift them because that makes people feel good. You were like, no, I love this capitalist society we're in. I need to keep it going. We're going to keep an eye on you, friend. We got you under a microscope.
You need to. But
I ain't underestimating you. I know how you are. When I'm like, let me know before you sell your sporting tickets, I will pay for it. And you're like, I already sold it. Sorry.
That did happen. True story. That did
happen. Stop it. Knock it off. Oh, we're fighting.
Okay.
Forward.
Anyway.
We are fighting. Where are we going? What's next? I've lost everything. Nick's not 19, by the way. I'm pretty sure he boozes, so he's not 19.
Oh, man. Yeah. It must see TV, man. Come out if you're in the area and you can make it. You find some affordable tickets. Make it if you can.
Make it if you can, because we are moving forward, man. And there's another game real fast. And it's this Friday night, our first game on Prime Video. I am very excited about this because I love the quality of video that Prime puts out. Like, if you have a TV like I do and it auto-converts to, like, HDR or Dolby Atmos or whatever, Prime does that. and the picture's going to look good. So we face Angel City at 9 o'clock, my man, on a Friday night.
Are you going to be able to stay awake?
I'll be up. It's a Friday. If it's a Wednesday, we're going to have a problem. But also, my wife will be coming back from the airport. I bet she gets home right when the game gets over. So I said, you want to call me, and I'll give you the old, I'll be a commentator on the phone. I'll give you play-by-play. So I was going to hit her up with everything going on there. We should be excited about this one. Angel City should be seeking a little revenge from when we beat them at home.
Yeah.
It's Sydney LaRue's probably finally recovered from getting rocked on that from Ellie Wheeler that one day.
She was a little bit of revenge there. You can probably tell.
Yeah, 100%.
A couple of things real quick. I mean, this is the start of our 3-game road stretch, right? So we play, obviously, Angel City and then Houston and Seattle. The good news is that both of those other two teams are struggling.
Yeah.
And they're probably bottom. Actually, the bottom three. So Houston is 12th. The Seattle Reign is 13th. So we're going to go play them at their place and we should win, right? They're absolutely struggling. They cannot score goals. They're in a bit of a rebuilding type of situation. So, but we don't want to look past Angel City, right, man? Angel City, I think they're tougher than what people give them credit for. They're 7th in the table.
Well, they just took out North Carolina, man, who's a really quality team.
Yeah. Let's take a look at their last 5 games, right?
Yeah.
So when their first game they played Bay FC, they lost 0-1. First game of the season, you really don't know what's going on, right? You're just getting started. Then they had a draw with Orlando, which, you look at that as like, how's Orlando going to be this year? They're actually, spoiler alert, they're pretty damn good. And then they lost to us at home, which is no shame in that. Then they went and beat Chicago Red Stars, who are 3rd in the table, 1-0. And they just beat North Carolina Courage, 2-1.
Who's 4th in the table.
Who's 4th in the table. So this is not going to be an easy game.
Look, they got number 1 coming to town. You know how cool it would be for them to say that the last 3 games they beat 3rd-ranked team, 4th-ranked team, and the number 1-ranked team? This feels bad. That's a good little tear they've been on there. But we also just blasted 5 goals on a team, which is not easy to do in anything.
Not easy to do at all. Claire Emsley, I think last time LA came to our house, we talked about how, a player to watch is Claire Emsley. We need to slow her down. She's having a great year so far. I think she leads the league in shot creation, I think. Don't quote me on that, but she's up there. She's certainly a problem. She leads their team in goals. I thought we did pretty well of slowing her down when she came in. Ellie Wheeler, another notch on her belt, is a player that she helped shut down. Claire had an assist when they played us in Kansas City. That was because of a corner kick. So just don't give up anything easy, man. Take care of set pieces, which is easier said than done. But
this is going to be a tough game. This is the first of a 3-game road trip, as you said. What's an ideal score? I mean, could we potentially lose our first game on this road trip?
Yeah,
it's possible.
Very much so.
It's possible. It could happen right now. I think if you took like 5 points from this road trip, that's insane, right? 4 is a victory, right? 4 points in a 3-game road trip. I think anyone would be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Scoring the amount of goals you're scoring at home.
Right. If we weren't, I have high expectations for these 3 games because Houston and Seattle are not very good right now. They're not good.
Exactly.
But if it was some other teams, I'd have lower expectations. But I really do think this Angel City game is going to be a lot tougher than what people think it's going to be.
I agree with you.
They play better at home.
Yeah. Road trip can make or break a team's mentality and stuff. Like it can really, when you're in a good form and then you just got to go on the road 3 weeks in a row. I shouldn't say 3 weeks because I think there's a Wednesday game thrown in there somewhere. till they're back home on Mother's Day. But yeah, I think out of those three, I'm most worried about the Angel City one and the little resurgence they've had the last couple games.
Yeah.
I mean, 12's good. What, any predictions on that? Do you think? I don't know, man. You think we get the idea, get it done?
I'm going to go.
And Alyssa Thompson are doing good things. Sydney LaRue. I mean, they got the power.
They got the power. Rocky Rodriguez. I'm going to go. My prediction is probably a 2-2 draw. I hope we can scrape away a win there. They're always a tough team, man. We talked about
my prediction's a 5-5 draw. Wouldn't that be bananas?
Oh, that would. That narrative of our defense would certainly be difficult, but they just keep shit close, man. They always keep games close. They're always in. Yeah. We won 4-2, but if you remember, they had a VAR called a goal back that was almost 3-3.
I know.
So
they were in the game, like they were in it for a little bit. So I'm most worried about this one, but excited to watch some Friday night lights.
Absolutely, we gotta figure out our set piece defense, man. Because both of their goals came from set pieces and second balls that bounced around. So,
bad deal, man. Bad deal. Well, that'd be good. 9 o'clock Friday, y'all. Prime Video. Exciting. Anything else to talk about the upcoming game? Move forward?
Yeah, we can move forward.
Cool. I see that, Casey Curran had already made this known. But they've announced plans for the Riverfront Mixed Use District. You know, they're going to have, in collaboration with Palmer Square Capital Management, the next phase of its transformational development of the Riverfront is going to be happening, man. So, of course, the stadium was just, it was the first notch, the first checklist, right?
First dialogue there.
Yeah. And now they're still going. I mean, it's going to add $200 million in private funding. All phases exceeding $800 million in total investment. They plan to break ground at the end of this year, targeting a 2026 completion. So, you know, it's going to drive economic growth, housing opportunities, job creation. Not really any specifics in here about, like, what will be there. I mean, will there just be, like, options for storefronts and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think they have an amphitheater that they're going to build out there. An outdoor music,
little concert venue. I'm bored with that, man.
When you go out there, right? When you go to River Market and you go between kind of where that area is in the stadium, it's pretty evident that there's a lot of opportunity out there, right? For growth and development, and I'm just glad they're going to make it happen. I mean, there's so much opportunity.
Yeah, it's neat.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, game day is going to be different, right? Like, you take a streetcar in, in 2026, you take a streetcar in, you can hang out for a while, you can go get a lot of different food, you can just different things to do. If you're coming out of town, right? If you're coming out of town to come visit a game, you can stay there, stay in the area, take a streetcar into downtown, it really opens everything up, I think, for the city and for that area.
Yeah, man. Dude, there's this developer's notable projects include Gallagher Way next to Wrigley Field, North Loop Green in Minneapolis, the FC Cincinnati West End mixed-use district, and a community plaza development at the new Nissan Stadium in Nashville. So you see you got some couple MLS situations thrown in there as well as Wrigley Field. So my first thing was thinking, what are we doing about that parking lot? What are we doing? It was weird. I was like, well, that's where we park. I don't know where my cars will be. I think everyone else thought that as well. So I guess there'll be parking within there.
I wonder if they'll have maybe like some mild parking garage by then. The streetcar should be good to go in 2026, but it feels like there's a lot of stuff with only like one street kind of going through there, man. Like that's a lot of people for just kind of one or two like streets into that area. I know obviously they're going to expand, but maybe it's a good thing that stadium doesn't seat more people. If that thing's like 15,000, that'd be very different.
Be wild. I know a lot of people, a lot of fans of Casey Current were probably also Sporting fans. And Sporting has spoiled us as far as like the parking situation goes. There's room. There's space. You don't hear many complaints about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But dude, I've been to other MLS stadiums around the U.S. and it's not like user-friendly at all. You get to Nashville and it's like, there is no parking lot. You just find parking and figure it out or take a ride share. I mean, we parked near some apartment complex where we probably shouldn't have. It's just, it's wild, man. Austin FC, I don't think they had any parking either. So we should be real happy that we even have it sometimes. So enjoy this.
And I will say the shuttles, man, there's like an army of shuttles.
Yeah.
So
you've been taking that, right?
Yeah. And it's privately funded as well, obviously. So it's like they're trying to, it seems like the ownership group is really trying to make it as accessible as yeah. they can given the circumstance. So.
So where are you parking at, by the way? Is the Costa Park where you park?
Yeah, it's like $10. But it's just right across the street from kind of where the River Market is. You take a little bridge into the River Market, just right across the street.
Do you do the thing where you like pay the night before? Like where you can do that through the city?
You can. Yeah, so I was chatting with Nick here. He paid $23 to park, but it's really not too bad if you come out to, you know, no, if you don't come out to many games, right, you don't have to pay a whole lot. But very easy.
Cool.
Easy to navigate. Pretty
love that.
Fun.
Dude, we've missed out on real quick. So we didn't do our holiday distillery toast of the match. And how do you even pick one when someone's got two assists, someone's got two goals, someone else has two goals? What the hell do you do?
I don't know. Have we picked Chewinga or Bia at all?
I don't know. I'm most valuable podcaster, man. I'm doing too much. I forget what we do. Didn't we do Chewinga last week?
Oh, did we? Or were we French? We do French. I can't remember.
I don't know, bro, but I'm leaning towards Chewinga right now.
Chewinga?
For that holiday distillery toast of the match. It's, bro, it she's so fast. She's so fast, man. I'm a big fan, and I can't wait to see more. You know what's going to suck so hard? If she's out of game for, like, an injury of some sort. It's going to be, I don't know, it's going to feel bad. It's going to be like, wow, this game looks really slow now. What is going on?
You know, the one thing I noticed, and a couple of people I spoke with also noticed, is that she's been incredible, but if I have to nitpick one thing, is that when she dribbles and she has a ball and she dribbles at attackers and they surround her, she doesn't like put her head up to look for passes. There's been some opportunities there when she's being surrounded to lay the ball off or maybe get that pass out a little sooner.
Yeah.
And, you know, to give a really good opportunity for others. And obviously she's done that through the first five games. She's had a couple of assists, but, you know, that score
got us around her.
Yeah, they got to. And when you do, what do? You find the open person. You make them pay for that.
Bro.
I thought there were some opportunities left out there. I think Michelle Cooper actually told her on one of them towards the tail end of the game, like, hey, I was open. Send it through.
She's like Andre the Giant in a battle royal, except it's with speed instead of size. Like, you got to get everyone to stop them, you know, because they're going to take off.
Yeah. But
what time? So wrestling analogy there for you.
Oh, real quick, I thought it was pretty cool that it was the first time that an MLS and WSL team sold out.
Good. Yep, I was going to mention that. Yep, Sporting with their 19,000-something, KC Current with their 11,500, and then also there were about 25,000 people at the Royals game.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty wild. So, should have done the old KC Sports trifecta, hit the Royals game for a minute. And, yeah, that's a lot of driving.
That's a lot of driving.
I did discover it. It's after you get out of your seats and everything. If you were to go straight to Sporting, it's about half hour, maybe less. So not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad at all.
So, but I missed you. I missed all those goals, and it would have been great. And if NWSL Plus would just get the whole game replay up on their website, I would watch the second half immediately. But I'm feeling pretty silly because I had to go with the Bush League highlights with the announcer. calling her Bea Zanarats. Not a single S in that woman's name. There's no Zanarats. I don't know who stroked out when they were writing the names, but it's not Zanarats.
You're not as passionate about names as me. I'm very name passionate.
I don't know. Every time you mention her name, I think of that her last goal where she like bodied up that defender and that defender went to the ground and she just like left footed, put that ball right in the back of the net.
Well, it's about time people start putting respect and learning their names, because you're going to be calling their names many more times this season.
Especially one of the highest rated, most productive players in the league.
Yeah. I mean, little respect. You know, you're not mispronouncing some of these other players that have been here, you know, but you got someone coming over from Brazil, you think you'd take a minute to figure it out. Is that right?
It's not a hard last name to pronounce. Like, it's
not very hard. Definitely someone misprinted that for this man.
For a Brazilian name, you know, not too bad.
Not too bad. I'm surprised it's not the Zanaratinho. Everything kind of ends in Inha or Inho nowadays.
Right.
Good stuff. Dude, cool. That was the game, man. I got not much else to say. We're still top of the table. Our record's 4-1-0. We just keep capitalizing on loose balls, man, and we're going to win a lot of games.
Oh, one thing real quick. I saw a stat where we have the most turnovers in terms of pressing.
Like, we create the most turnovers?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
So we have forced 18 high turnovers leading to shots this season, 5 more than any other team. We've had 52 high turnovers. Oh, I'm sorry. 18 shot-ending turnovers and 1 goal-ending turnover, which was actually this past week with Zanarato. So,
wow.
We're turning the ball over, man.
That just means we're playing a high press, man, just putting it on them, making them make mistakes, and it's working.
Yeah.
I'm very thrilled. Cool, man. Well, I got nothing else for you. If you guys have anything for us, you can hit us up. Email us at nootherpod@gmail.com. Hit at nootherpod, at Dan Kuser, at ChrisWright21 on socials. And leave us 5-star rating and review, if you can, over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Less people can find the podcast, and this team keeps winning, man. This podcast is going to keep being a lot of fun. And we're getting due for another player interview, so we'll have to see what we can figure out. Probably a little tougher when they have away games and stuff, but I'm sure we can figure something out.
Absolutely.
Cool, buddy. Thanks for being here, and thank you all for being here as well. So for Chris and Daniel, and we love you so very much. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all 6 of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.